Hello, this is art historians Katie Sharp and Alexis Buck. We are here at the Santa Sabina Basilica in Rome. The Santa Sabina is a basilica, which is an ancient Roman building used for gathering, with double columns and a semicircular apse. From the outside, this looks like a long, narrow building with windows along the sides and a half circle at the end.
The doors to the building have 12 top panels and 6 bottom panels. The panels depict different scenes from the Old and New Testament. They are decorated and contain a lot of details. Now, I wish they were colored. That'd be great.
The inside is lined with clerestory windows, high sections of wall with windows above eye level. They are positioned so that they draw people's eyes toward the altar and fill the church with a natural light. The windows were originally painted with mosaics that would project colors, so the walls appeared to be floating. They were used to represent divinity and religion.
Too bad I am too short and I cannot see the windows. So, below the windows are 24 columns and several arches. The columns were used more as a decoration than for a support. They are thick and they make the church appear heavier than it actually is, and it gives it a sense of structural stability.
The Santa Sabina was the first Romanesque basilica. It was named after a girl that died at the location before the basilica was built. She was killed for her religion, and the building was named in her honor.
The columns and pillars form verticals that tie together different levels of the wall. These
entablatures?
Yeah, that word. Thank you. Horizontal lintels support the columns.
Together, the columns and windows create a dominant central axis that leads down the nave, which is the narrow hall leading down to the end of the church, to the apse, which is the place where the altar is. All of it is meant to draw attention to the main area of the church.
The Santa Sabina was built around 100 years after Constantine legalized Christianity. The Romans were primarily pagan before it became official. It was built as a basilica so the Romans would feel more comfortable attending, as basilicas were commonly used buildings for courtrooms and other gathering places in Rome. It is also very spacious inside to hold as many people as possible in the congregation. It is quite interesting. Maybe a little too big if you ask me.
Well, that about sums up the Santa Sabina. This has been Katie Sharp and Alexis Buck. Thank you for listening and have a good day.
Dun dun!